This is the Home Base Travel Agent Show. And you're listening to show number 271 for November 14th, 2010. I'm Barry Kantz, your host. And the music in this podcast is provided by the IOTA Alliance. The song you're listening to is Call Me. The artists are the Pipettes. And it's from the album Earth vs. the Pipettes. Thank you for stopping by the Home Base Travel Agent Show for a listen. And if you're a longtime listener, thank you very much. And if you're subscribing to the show via iTunes or some other method, I really appreciate that. You're getting the show on a regular basis every week as we produce the show. So thank you very much for being a subscriber and a listener. Once again, I'm Barry Kantz, your host for the Home Base Travel Agent Show. And shortly we have Lorene Romero coming up as the co-host in the co-hosted segment of the show, so look forward to that. And, you know, if you are listening and subscribing to the show via iTunes, I would really appreciate it if you went over to iTunes and found the show description within iTunes and write a review. Give me some good kudos over there on the iTunes website. I'd really appreciate that. And if you do, let me know. I can thank you in person. So anyhow, you can find the show on the website at hometravelagent.net. That's www.hometravelagent.net. And my email address is Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net. And the website has archives of many of the past shows. You can go there and listen to previous shows and listen to all you want for as long as you want, and it's all for free. You know, we don't have platinum or gold or silver subscriber levels. Everything's free. Everybody is a platinum level member here at the Home Base Travel Agent Show. So I'm glad you tuned in and I hope you enjoy it. Lorene and I do this. And occasionally Gary Ebels, occasionally he comes on. And we do this for free because we enjoy bringing you information about the travel business and about the travel trade. And you might ask, why do you have music on the show? Well, I like to put a little music in the show. It gives some variety, and it's an opportunity for artists, independent artists, to get their music heard otherwise where they wouldn't be heard. You know, they're not featured on major radio stations, so we like to feature the artists on our shows here. And I want to say that the guests on our show, they do not pay us to be a part of the show. We invite them on the show because we like what they offer, we like their products, and we think those products and the information that they have for you is valuable for you and your business. So that is the reason we're here, and we enjoy doing it, and I hope you enjoy listening to us. Please drop us an email and let us know what you think. Now, we are supported by one advertiser, and that's the Citrix Corporation, and they produce a product, a great product, called GoToMeeting. Now, picture this. You're on the phone with a client or a colleague, and you're trying to explain something visual. You know, maybe it's a spreadsheet or a PowerPoint presentation. But, you know, it can be very frustrating because they can't see what you're talking about. But there's good news. And now they can. They can see what you're talking about. Just use GoToMeeting.com to hold an online meeting. It's so easy. All you have to do is set up a meeting in advance or start one on the fly. And everyone simply logs on to GoToMeeting.com, and now they see your computer desktop on their computer screen. So you can show them what you're talking about. Now, GoToMeeting is brought to you by Citrix, and it's the easiest, most secure way to hold an online meeting. Now, I've used GoToMeeting. I use it almost on a weekly basis, and it's a great product. And my listeners here can try GoToMeeting for free for 30 days. Now, that's a month of unlimited online meetings for free. And to take advantage of this special offer, please go visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and use the promo code PODCAST. Now, GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and use the promo code PODCAST, and you can try it free for 30 days. And hey, help us support our sponsors and support our program. Again, We're not supported by platinum or gold level memberships, but we have a little support from the Citrix Corporation, and it's enough to pay the server expense for this show, and that helps a little bit. So I'd appreciate your support in trying out GoToMeeting, and thank you if you do. Now, in the course of every show, what I like to do, or trying to do here, and we've just started this maybe a month ago, and I like to have an educational segment, and it's a business segment, talking about business methods and business topics. And today's topic is cash versus accrual method of accounting. Now, in the course of setting up your business, or perhaps you're thinking of setting up a travel business, you will hear the terms cash method and accrual methods of accounting. Now, the cash method of accounting is the most commonly used by small businesses to report their income and expenses to the IRS. Now, the IRS is the ones that drive these types of accounting, the accrual and cash method. So, as a small travel business, you will likely use the cash method of accounting for your travel business. But it's a good idea to know the difference between the two methods of reporting income and expenses. Now, the cash method of accounting requires you to report income when you receive a payment and report an expense when you pay that expense. For example, if you sell a vacation package today, but you do not receive your commission until next year, the commission is reported in the year you receive payment. Therefore, the commission is included in next year's income. Now, the same is true for expenses. Say you pay for a year's worth of errors and omissions insurance today in November, and you book the entire expense for the insurance this year. Even though you're receiving most of the value of that insurance next year, you book the entire expense this year. Now, under the cash method, you cannot claim the entire expense if the benefit you receive extends beyond a 12-month period. That's the 12-month rule. But generally, the cash method of accounting is you book your income when you receive it, and you book your expenses when you pay them. Now, the other form of accounting is the accrual method of accounting, and that requires you to report income when you earn it and report expenses in the year the expenses are incurred. Now, for example, if you sell a vacation package in November, but you're not paid your commissions until March, the commission is reported as income in the year you earned it. So this year, in November, is when you earned that commission, and that's the year you would report it, even though you haven't received the commission check yet. Now, the same is true for expenses. If you purchase errors and omissions insurance covering you from November, this November, to November of next year, then the year's premium is expensed at 2/12. That's for November and December, 1/6 for this year, and expensed for 10/12, or 5/6, for next year. Now, corporations are required to use the accrual method of accounting. However, there are exceptions for entities with gross receipts of $5 million or less. Now, please consult your accountant if you have questions. And here's the disclaimer. This segment of the show is for informational purposes only and not meant as financial or accounting advice. And, you know, I hope you've enjoyed this segment. I hope you enjoy the business segment of the show. And send me an email, let me know what you think. Now, it's time to move on into the co-hosted segment of the show. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Home-Based Travel Agent Show, and this is the co-hosted segment of the show, and I'm always happy to welcome you on board to the co-hosted segment. I hope you all enjoy it, and we really like bringing you guests on the co-hosted segment, especially guests to talk about products that you as a travel agent can use and take advantage of. And it's always great to have a guest that has a great product and a guest that also has a lovely voice and a wonderful accent. So wait right here. You'll hear this. And I'm going to let Laureen introduce our guest, and then you'll hear the voice and accent, which I absolutely love. So take it away, Laureen.
Hi, Barry. Yes, she has a great accent, and it's not me. Our guest Celia does have a good accent, and just to give a brief intro on how we met, it's interesting how lives intertwine over years. I recently received an email invite to come to a trade show down in San Francisco of for the South of France Travel Academy. It was very cool. I would have loved to have gone. It was only in San Francisco, so it would have been, you know, maybe an hour and a half drive. It was dinner. It was great. I replied saying, thank you very much. Please keep me on your list when you do this again, because it happens to be that that's when I was on Kauai. So I was very bummed. But, you know, I just could not give up my vacation on Kauai for a trade show, even though I really wanted to go. So this nice person emailed me back. And her name is Celia Cohen. And she goes, Lorraine, do you remember me? We met, and she just reminded me, in 2004, which means it was over 6 years ago. And we had met on a Go-Go Vacations fam trip when we were on the Big Island. And she sent me a picture, and I've shown it. I've sent it to Barry, so maybe he can post it. And absolutely, I remembered her. As soon as I saw the picture, I went, wow, absolutely, I remember Celia, because we hung out during that time. It was a great fam trip. Everybody got to know one another. And I was very excited when she was telling me about the new business she's involved in. And I am going to turn it over to her in just a second. It's Bellaterra Travel, and they are tour operators, and they work with travel agents about putting packages together. And I absolutely trust this woman, that I know that I have clients who are inquiring about France and Spain and Italy, that I'm going to work with them to be able to put a package together. So, Celia, welcome to the show. Thank you so much. And let's have the audience hear your awesome accent.
Hi, Lorraine. Hi, Barry. You guys have wonderful accents, too.
Thank you.
It's very nice to be on the show. I really appreciate this opportunity. Thank you very much for inviting us.
Well, you're very welcome.
So tell us a little bit about your business. How did you get started? And what kind of opportunities do you have for us to give to our clients?
Sure. So my business is called Bellaterra Travel. Despite the Italian sounding name, we actually do custom trips to France. We also do a little bit of Italy and Spain, which is soon to be coming up. But right now we have focused on France for the last 6 years. And we do work with travel agents. So what we do is that we put together packages that usually include, it's completely custom. So it can include really anything, but usually it includes transfers, accommodations, day tours, excursions, car rentals, train, and whatever the client needs. And we package it for the travel agent and pay a commission on that. We usually work with boutique hotels, not so much with the big international standard hotels, but we like to focus on the hotels that we like. So that means small hotels that hold usually 50 rooms or less, that have character, that we've seen ourselves and that we liked, and that have personalized service. So that's basically usually what we offer.
No, that sounds wonderful. So let's talk through what the process would be. I have a client who would like to go to France. And mm-hmm. So they're open to what time of year? Open the recommendation. So I contact you and I mm-hmm. go, hey, honey, long time no talk to. I've got these clients and they do have a budget of whatever. What kind of package would you recommend? Is there a particular time of year you would recommend versus not recommend, a particular area to stay in? My clients are totally open and at your mercy.
Okay. Well, France is very, very diverse, meaning it has beaches, it has an ocean, it has the channel, it has the Mediterranean, it has the mountains, it has the chateau, it has, you know, the big cities, the little villages. So really, it has also, you know, the skiing. It really depends on what you like. If it's your first time to France and you're just wanting to discover, you know, what France is about, I would say probably shoulder season, so either spring or fall would be a good time. Probably, most likely, spring would be good. And I would do Paris, and then depending on how much time you have, I mean, Paris is always a classic, but I also would highly recommend a side trip to Paris, to one of the regions. So Provence is always a popular one. The French Riviera is also very popular. Then we have the Loire Valley with all the chateaux, and the southwest of France with Bordeaux, Toulouse, the border of Spain. And then the little less popular ones that are also lovely and more, I'd say, out of the beaten path would be probably Alsace, Brittany, and also Normandy. So there, as you can see, there's a million possibilities, a million things to do for whatever taste your clients have.
No, that sounds wonderful. And absolutely, like you're talking about, the shoulder season should be a good recommendation. So you're saying that the Burgundy or Paris or maybe Provence would be a good place for clients who have not been to Paris to start off with, or France to start off with?
Oh, you're right. I didn't mention Burgundy, which is a very important one. But yes, I would recommend a basis of 5 days in Paris, and then maybe another 5 days in one of the other regions. So it really, really depends on, you know, what the clients like. If they like wine, if they like skiing, if they like swimming. I mean, the possibilities are endless, and we really know our stuff. So whatever they need, we can arrange pretty much anything. Actually, we had a client once that wanted to travel with his two dogs and couldn't find anybody to arrange it for him. So he found us, and we did. So we can pretty much arrange anything in France because we know it inside out.
Oh, that's good to know. Barry, Coco may need a vacation.
Call me.
Well, yeah, just as soon as you said that, he barked. I had my microphone on mute here, so my dog Coco, he gets a little vocal during the podcast sometimes, so
I'll be the guide to Coco if he wants me to.
Okay, he'd love that, I'm sure. he's part poodle, so he would enjoy his home country.
Oh, sweet.
I notice on your website, you're also one of your packages are river cruises.
Yes, river cruises are becoming increasingly popular these days. They're a very particular product because the prices are usually up there. The barges have a lot in common all throughout France. They all hold very little people, meaning they hold between 6 and 12 people at the maximum. Mm-hmm. And usually what the prices include are pretty much everything. So you have to keep that in mind whenever you see prices for river cruises. I mean, on our website or anywhere else, is that it includes all the meals, and all the meals are absolutely gourmet meals cooked by a French chef, and it includes all the guiding every day, the entrance fees to all the sightseeing, all the monuments. It includes accommodation, of course, on board the barge, which is usually first-class accommodation. And it also includes all the drinks, all the wine, the bike rentals, and the transfers. So it's an amazing time on board a small, very small luxury ship. And it's a great way to see France because it goes very slowly on the canals of France. Usually, you know, places that are hardly accessible by car very often. And it goes so slowly, you can even bike along the barge. So it's a really lovely time, very relaxing. You get to meet some nice people, eat some good food, and see some lovely landscapes. So it's a very special product.
Oh, wonderful. So this would be more for the client who, because you would be booking the barge itself, is that correct, in this package?
Yes. Usually people have other things going on before that or after that, so we get involved in that too.
So that would be, say, I have a group of 8 clients, or would that be more? What would be the appropriate for a group to be able to do this? Because typically, if you're working with another line like Avalon or Emma, you know, you're tossing your clients in with the 150 others. So this barge sounds like it's booked just for those clients. Is that correct?
Yeah, so you basically charter the barge, and that means that your group will have their private chef, their private barge conductor, their private guide, and their private ship. So it's a pretty good thing for groups, and it's cheaper also when you charter and divide it by 8 people than when you book individually.
Oh, that's great. I've learned something new today. Yay, thank you.
You're welcome.
you have a great website. Could you tell our listeners how to get to it?
Sure. It is bellaterratravel.com. So that's spelled BELLATERRA, travel all spelled out, .com.
Great. And is there, if we have some of our listeners who would like to talk with you directly, is there an email address or phone number you would recommend?
Yes, both actually. My email is Celia, that's C as in Charlie, E L as in Lima, I A, at bellaterratravel.com. And our phone number is 510-384-4678.
So you would book people for a particular destination, France, for example, and there are different type of themed vacations that you have packaged?
Yes, of course, it is always all custom, so nothing is set in stone. But on our website, we feature some examples. So, for example, the Alpine Winter Ski Package, or, you know, some wine packages in Burgundy or in the Bordeaux area, or some river cruises also, which is one of our themes. And anything goes from there. So anything that's on the website is really just a suggestion. So keep that in mind.
Oh, this is great. What a great resource. I want to thank you again for being on the show.
Well, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Barry, do you have some questions for Celia?
Yeah. You know, recently on one of our shows, we had a lady on talking about solo travel. And I'm just curious, have you ever set up, and there's Coco trying to get in on the show here, but anyhow, have you ever set up a tour for someone that's traveling solo?
Yes, I have. It's not much different than setting up a trip for two or three people, really. It usually ends up being a little more expensive than if you're traveling two or three, because there's always the single supplements in the hotels and things like that. But depending on how much assistance the person needs, we can provide as much or as little assistance as they want. So if they need to be escorted every day, we can certainly do that. If they want a self-drive package, meaning they just want a car rental and a map or instructions from where to go, and some suggestions, of course, or what to see, then we can provide that as well.
Yeah, actually, the lady that we interviewed, she was leaving. She may be there now. She was leaving for a trip to France, if I recall correctly. Isn't that right, Laureen? Gray was heading for France?
That would be the day I was not on the show.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Okay. Anyhow, that her interview just made me think about solo traveling and the fact that she went to France. It was, I was thinking, you know, that may be an interesting market to look at.
Solo travel, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We can always connect the two of you to be able to work together. I think that's a great idea, Barry. Good. See, connections are a good thing.
Yeah, you like those, don't you, Lauren?
Yes, yes. I like when people, you know, are able to support one another. It's a good thing.
Yeah.
So, Celia, did I miss anything? Is there something that you would like to mention so that our listeners are able to use you as a resource?
We are definitely specialists of France. As you can hear my accent, I was born there, born and raised in the Alps. And I really know my stuff. There are four of us, actually. I wanted to emphasize the fact that we are working on Italy and Spain. We are actively selling now. Italy and Spain is not yet on our website because we are working on it, and it should be on there pretty soon. And also, I should probably mention I'm also half Italian, actually half Sicilian to be precise, which is not a good combination if you ask my husband. But travel-wise, I think it works okay for me.
I think it's a great combination. It makes you a passionate woman. There you go. That remind him that you're passionate.
Oh, yes, I'll remind him that. I do every day. Yeah.
Well, thank you again for being on the show. This has been great to reconnect, and I hope that our listeners come to you as a resource and that you're able to put some packages together and make their clients happy. Tell us again what a good phone number and email address is for them to be able to reach you.
Sure. Thank you. The phone number is 510-384-4678, and the email is Celia, C-E-L-I-A, at bellaterratravel.com.
Great. Perfect. Thank you again for being on the show. Glad our paths have crossed once again.
Exactly. I'm really glad to have reconnected with you, and thank you so much for the opportunity. This is wonderful.
Perfect. And, you know, when you get the other part of the packages together, let me know. Maybe we'll have you on the show again. I would really enjoy that.
Yes, I would enjoy that very much, too. Thank you.
Barry, what is a good email address for people to contact you?
Well, they can contact me at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net, and on Facebook at facebook.com/Barry.Cantz. And Laureen?
I can be reached at sharptongued@mac.com, and that is spelled S-H-A-R-P-T-O-N-G-U-E-D GUED at MAC.com. And my Facebook page is Lorene R, and that's LORENER for Facebook. And it was funny, the other day I went cycling. I live in Sonoma County, as you both know. And, you know, it just amazes me when I watch tourists out there who paid hundreds of dollars to go cycling in an area that I just ride my bike out to. We met a couple people who were here from Massachusetts, and we all went, wow, they came all the way from Massachusetts that's already had their peaking colors to come out here because this is our peaking week. And I posted a picture on Facebook of what I was looking at. The vineyards are beautiful. They're orange and red and yellow right now. So you guys got to come out here.
Yes, the Bay Area is a wonderful place to live. I miss it very much. It's a wonderful cosmopolitan place, and people sure spend a lot of money going on vacation there, and it's wonderful when you can live there. Yeah, when I live there, that's what I would think every day, actually.
That's right. I love living here. It's a great place, and it's a great place to send people out for tourism, as is France. I mean, it really is just the equivalent on the other side. Thank you again. Good to have you as a guest. And
thank you
again. That BellaTerraTravel.com is your website. Mm-hmm. And please, agents, connect with her. She's a great resource. Let her put a package together, make you look good, and you'll earn commission.
Thank you.
Thank you, Celia.
All right. Thank you, Celia. Thank you, Lorene, for a great co-hosted segment. And this brings us into the news segment of the show. And I have two news items today. The first news item is that CLIA, Cruise Line International Association, opens registration for ships for ship inspections at the event Cruise 360. And this is an article from Travel Agent Central. I'll have a link to the article in the show notes, and I suggest you go over and read the entire article, support the information provided by Travel Agent Central. It's a great place to get travel information, travel trade information. But anyhow, ship inspections are open, at least the registration for ship inspections are open for Cruise 360. That's for 5 days, Thursday through Monday, during and after Cruise 360 2011, which is scheduled for April 14th through 17th at the Fort Lauderdale Broward County Convention Center. Now, 20 cruise ships, including the world's largest and newest, will welcome delegates on guided tours. Now, among the vessels that are going to be open for the tours are Oasis of the Seas, Allure of the Seas, and the two largest Norwegian cruise lines, New Epic, and there's also going to be the Carnival Liberty, Valor, Destiny, Glory, and Imagination. Three celebrity cruise vessels, including Celebrity Eclipse and Solstice, and Holland America Lines, Nordam, and others. So register now. Now is the time to do it, to register for these ship inspections. Sign up for Cruise 360. When you do that, and you go there, drop us an email. Let us know what you think. It would be interesting to hear your experiences about your ship inspections there at Cruise 360. Okay, speaking of cruise lines again, the next article here in the news segment of the show has to do with Norwegian Cruise Lines, and they're going to build two new next-generation freestyle cruising ships. Now, Norwegian Cruise Line just launched the Norwegian Epic, and that's the company's largest and most innovative ship to date. And Norwegian announced today that it has an agreement with Meyer Werft of Germany to build two new next-generation freestyle cruising ships for delivery in spring of 2013 and spring of 2014, respectively. Now, each of the 143,500 gross ton vessels, the largest passenger cruise ships to be built in Germany, will have approximately 4,000 passenger berths and a rich cabin mix. And additional details about the ship's new and exciting features will be released as construction progresses. Now, these ships aren't cheap. The contract price for the two vessels is approximately 1.2 billion euros. Now, Kevin Sheehan, Norwegian Cruise Line's chief executive officer, says that building on the incredible success and popularity of Norwegian Epic, we are taking the best of what newest ship has to offer, as well as drawing on our legacy of innovation in the cruise industry in creating a new class of freestyle cruising vessels that is to provide our guests with an unparalleled freedom and flexibility they have come to expect on a Norwegian cruise. So look forward to that in 2013 and 2014. Norwegian Cruise Lines is expanding their capacity quite a bit, and now's the time to think about getting out there and building your business selling cruises. Well, that's the news. That's the show for this week. I hope you've enjoyed it, and I hope to see you back next week. And, you know, I might mention here a little bit ahead of time, but it looks like Laureen and I are taking Thanksgiving weekend off. So there will not be a show over Thanksgiving, at least as far as we can see right now. Now, if something comes up and we may have a guest or something happens that we end up with a topic that we can produce fairly quickly without getting in the way of family events during the Thanksgiving week, we may go ahead and do that. But right now, it's not likely. So don't look for a show over the Thanksgiving weekend. And I do hope you all have a great holiday planned coming up. And of course, that's for the listeners in the United States. And for those of you in other parts of the world, I wish you the very best of a November and the very best of your holidays as you celebrate them during this month and the upcoming months. But it looks like no show over our Thanksgiving holiday. We'll keep you informed and up to date. And until then, stay healthy, travel safe, and we'll see you next week, everybody. Bye-bye.